What I like about this man is, he said, look, I wandered through the wilderness with these guys, but it didn't take my hope away. I'm 85. That means he started wandering in the wilderness 45. 40 years before. Long time. And the majority of them lost their faith. And that whole generation died, and a new one had to come along for Joshua to lead into the promised land. But Joshua and Caleb never lost their faith. They didn't give it away. They didn't get old. Old people are people who think their lives are of no worth anymore. Old people are people who have lost their value and the sparkle they had in their youth. They just see through old tired eyes with old tired memories. And I'm going to tell you here and now, I refuse to believe that the hope God gave me in my youth was just to get me through that day.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
No.
Yeah. And I'm on guard. And I was ready for war back then. And I'm ready for war now.
Amen.
And I'm not asking God for an easy thing, not because I'm trying to be difficult, but because he's given me a hard mandate. This is not time for white knuckles as you hang on. Too many of you have lost that willingness to lay down your lives, pay any price. Man, when we first started out together 40 plus years ago, I'm telling you, there wasn't a thing you wouldn't have done in a heartbeat, and you counted all the spoiling of your goods all joy. But now, oh Lord Jesus, you've turned into a blooming a squirrel. You are hoarding nuts and planting them everywhere. Something's happened in here. Something's limiting you in here. As if God couldn't come through. We have the story of Caleb, an 85-year-old man. And I don't care what language or what time you're living in, 85 is old, or he wouldn't have said, I'm old.
Yeah.
I was watching an 85-year-old preacher preach the other day, and I was astounded at the man. And I said, Lord Jesus, well, that's a lovely precedent. He was strong, full of energy, backing up his boys. And he was preaching away. I would never have guessed he was 85. The fact of the matter is, don't you realize the devil's trying to get you in your head? Every negative thought, every carnal thought, every thought that's against what God's called you to be and who you are in Christ and called you to do, he'll put it in there if you'll let him. And you've got to stop letting your head be an open trash can to attract flies.
That's it.
I can't afford to mix with certain people. I can't afford to go to certain places. I can't afford to do certain things. I cannot afford to eat and drink certain things, because it'll wipe me out or make me vulnerable, and I refuse. Look, I'm not getting any younger, neither are you, in case anyone thinks they're going in the other direction. But God shall do all he said in the hearts of those who've kept themselves young on the promises. This all bitter, calculating thing is disgusting. I believe the greatest sin in this church is you won't give yourself permission to get excited again. It's as though you've got your feet dug in, and I'm damned if I'm going to do it. I dare you to get me excited. I dare you to get me feeling like a young man in my heart. I dare you to get me to believe those things. I'm not daring you to do anything. I'm just saying to you, you aren't as old as you're allowing yourself to think. The truth of the matter is,